Chapter 13. Pain. I was familiar with it. I'd been in pain before, but not like this. The first Etin was squeezing me to death with both hands. I tried to yell, but I couldn't get enough air. It came out like a frog's croak.
Brenoir!
All four Etins laughed.
Dragon man hard to squish.
The first Etin's one head said. Then its other head said,
I like challenge. Let's just eat him.
The second Etin's one head said. His other head said,
my belly groans.
Both of its heads smacked their lips. The first Etin's mouths both watered, dripping spit all over me.
Wonder if he tastes like fish with those scales.
Eaten? I can't let this happen.
I flexed my dragon arms as hard as I could, pushing out with my elbows. My dragon arms pushed back the first Etin's grip on me just enough that I could gulp in some air. I yelled,
Renoir!
The second Etin came closer. Its one head said,
he's loud.
Its other head said,
I don't like that. Silence!
All four Etin's heads yelled. My ears were ringing. It made me dizzy. They yelled so loud.
Yell!
Brenoir yelled from somewhere. I gazed all around. The Etins did as well.
What do you want?
The second Etin said. I spotted Brenoir, a vial of bright liquid in his hands. He tipped it up and drank it down, eyed the Etin and yelled back up.
I bet your rotten teeth can't gnaw through dwarfenhide,
Brenoir said.
I bet my beard you can't even catch me.
He teetered back and forth on his feet.
Stupid giants!
I had no idea which potion Brenoir drank. Perhaps it made him fast, like me. Well, maybe not that fast. Or hard as stone. Invisible, maybe. But nothing happened. The second Etin reached for Brenoir.
Move, you stubborn dwarf!
I yelled. My dragon arms weren't even getting tired. I could breathe just fine now. I wriggled, but I still couldn't get out of this first Etin's hands. If I stopped pushing out with my elbows, I would suffocate. I was stuck. Brenoir just stood there, shaking his fist, screaming at the giant. He was going to die. I was going to die. I could feel it. The second Etin reached down and snatched Brenoir up from the ground.
Time to squish the dwarf,
its one head said. It started to squeeze, and both of its heads groaned. I almost turned my head. I yelled instead.
Put him down!
The first Etin, the one who held me, the one whose spit was all over me, was laughing now, with both heads. Low, loud, evil. Brenoir didn't even flinch. Instead, his beard got bigger. So did his head.
What?
Both the second Etin's heads said together. Brenoir was laughing.
Growing.
6 feet.
10 feet tall.
The second Etin dropped him on the ground. Brenoir kept growing.
15 feet.
20.
He was the biggest dwarf in Nalzambor. A bearded mountain.
The second Etin stepped back, gaping. Brenoir closed in on him.
Sucked him in the gut with a fist as big as a boulder.
The Etin buckled over. A chorus of cheers went up from villagers and soldiers. Brenoir grabbed the second Etin by the shaggy hair on its two heads and clonked them together. The Etin staggered, back, fell.
Make him stop,
the first head of the Etin holding me said. Its other head said,
stop him, or I'll crush you like a bug.
Crush me,
I said,
and you'll make him mad. And you don't want to see him mad.
All four eyes blinked. drifting between me, Brenmar, and its brother.
Maybe you should help your brother,
I suggested. Quiet, Dragon Man, it said with both mouths, narrowing all four eyes at me. It was getting mad. Thinking. I struggled. Its grip was like iron bars around me. Brenmar and the Etin thrashed over the ground, rolling, punching, cursing at each other. I didn't know how long the potion would last, but I didn't think it would last long. Brenmar took a solid shot in the jaw, shrugged it off, punched into the Etin's ribs. Quick, powerful blows, one right after the other.
Stop it, dwarf!
The first Etin's one head cried. His other head said,
or I'll kill your friend.
Brenmar paused, looked over. Giant drops of sweat beaded on his head, broad chest heaving.
No!
He said. Then he socked the Etin again.
What?
I said. The angry first Etin squeezed harder. My dragon arms gave in. My eyes bulged out of my head. The hair stood up on both the first Etin's heads. Its grip fell open. I dropped to the ground. Sasha was there, delicate hands glowing with flecks of energy. Withdrawing Fang, I croaked in my frog voice,
Thanks, Sasha, but you better get out of here.
I blushed at how funny I sounded and gulped in some air. Phew. The first Etin roared. It looked down and boomed.
Ooh, yes.
Fast, I said. Sasha ran. You better help me. I banged the blade on the ground. Nothing.
Drat it. Fang, I need you.
The blade shimmered with blue light, almost mocking me. I shook my red mane. I was getting frustrated. But I had a bigger problem to deal with. The first Etin. Both his fists came down. I jumped out of the way.
Fine, then,
I said to Fang.
I'll do it the hard way.
I darted between the Etin's legs, chopped halfway through the back of its foot with Fang in my dragon arms. It howled, hopped after me, fingers stretching for my neck. But I was fast, angry, stronger now than ever. My blood was up, too. And I could breathe.
I'd had enough of this.
I poked its hand. It howled again. I ducked under a fist, hopped back from a kicking toe, stabbed Fang into its other big toe.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
Both of its heads yelled. It was hopping up and down on the foot with the bleeding big toe. I did no such thing. I struck out at its legs. Hit one, then the other. I wanted to punish it. It wailed, it begged. Finally, it fell.
No more, Dragon Man. Stop now.
It waved its bleeding hand in my face. I cut off a finger. It howled and rolled.
Dragon!
Brenmar yelled. He towered over me, hands on hips.
Get a hold of yourself.
Would it show mercy to me?
I said, raising the sword over my head.
To the people it's hurt? Killed?
No,
Brenmar said.
But it's evil. You're good.
He nodded to the Etin that was out cold behind him.
Besides, I think they'll tell us what we want to know now.
I took a deep breath. I was shaking. The Etin was bleeding badly. I didn't feel bad. I felt frustrated.
This is all your fault, Fang.
I slammed him in the sheath.
Well, start the interrogation then, giant beard.
Don't you dare call me a giant ever again.
Brenmar poked me in the chest with his oversized finger.
And settle yourself down, dragon.
I walked away, clutching my ribs that ached from the first Etin's grip.
Dragon!
It was Sasha coming after me.
Just go away,
I said. She stopped, a sad look on her face, and turned away. I just wanted to be alone.
How can I fight evil when I can't kill it?